Teal for a beautiful smile. The Life of Riley for laughs. Teal, T-E-E-L, Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice. That's it. T-E-E-L. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, brings you The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Remember, friends, for beautiful smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. And just for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, in The Life of Riley. The other day, Chester A. Riley's boss, Mr. Stevenson, had to leave town with his wife on a short business trip and needed someone to look after his 14-year-old son, Roswell. So good-natured Riley insisted that the boy stay over at his house, even though Riley knows from bitter experience that Roswell Stevenson is, shall we say, a problem child. It's early evening, and Riley has just told his family the frightening news.
Oh, no, Riley. You're not serious. The boss's son isn't coming to stay with us.
Now, Dumplin,
That mischief maker. Roswell Stevenson, that demon.
That little stinker.
Junior, watch your language.
Oh, Riley, how could you do a thing like this to your own family?
But Peg, I was only trying to get in good with my boss. He would have had to take the boy out of town with him, but I insisted that he stay here.
You insisted?
But, Dumplin, it's only for 2 days. What harm can little Roswell do in 2 days?
Look what the atomic bomb did in 10 seconds.
Daddy, remember last Christmas when he stayed with us? He put plaster of Paris in the icing I made for the cake.
What are you kicking about? It was my tooth that got broken.
And what about when he hooked up the metal chair in the kitchen to the electric circuit without telling me and then said, Junior, let's play Last Mile?
Yeah, I remember I caught him shaving the top of your head. Now, I admit sometimes Roswell got a little playful, but don't you remember I reformed him? I used psychology, and when he left us, he was an angel.
No, he wasn't. He was still alive. Go on, Riley. Call up your boss.
But I can't. Mr. Stevenson and his wife left town already. They're flying to some millionaire's ranch on business. Oh, that must be Roswell.
Oh, mercy.
Now, stop worrying. Roswell's a changed boy, you'll see. We'll all get along just like David and Goliath. I'd better not keep him waiting. Well, if it ain't Roswell.
Good evening, Mr. Riley.
Come in, Roswell. Me and the folks could hardly wait for you to get here, especially the folks. Well, here's Roswell, folks. They're so glad to see you, they're speechless.
Hello, Roswell. Hello, Roswell.
Glad to see you, Roswell.
I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be here. I never stop telling my parents what lovely people the Rileys are. Mrs. Riley, you're looking very charming.
Well.
Here's a little something for you. I hope you can find some use for half a dozen pairs of nylons.
Oh, nylon? Why, Roswell, you darling. Look, Riley, nylons.
Nylons? Holy socks.
I have some for you, too, Babs.
For me, too? Oh, well, Roswell, thanks a million.
And Junior, old man, could you use a football? Official intercollegiate model?
Oh, boy. Gee, thanks, Roswell.
Well, what do you know? The little stinker did change.
Well, now we'd better see about getting dear little Roswell settled. Oh, Junior, bring Roswell back in here. And Babs, dear, you help me with dinner.
Okay, Mom. You take it easy in the living room, Ros.
Thank you, Junior, old man.
Roswell, now that we're alone, I got a little confession to make. You know, last time you was here, you wasn't exactly a model boy, but I got to hand it to you. You certainly changed.
Changed? I haven't changed, you big baboon.
But Roswell, darling,
don't darling me. If it hadn't been for you, my father would have taken me along to the ranch. but you had to open your big mouth, you meddling simpleton.
Roswell, say it slower. I don't understand.
Maybe you can understand this, stupid. I'm going to get you. If it's the last thing I do, I'll get you. Well, what have you got to say now?
What a revolting development. This... Dumplin'?
Yes, dear.
Roswell's been here a day now, and I've been thinking, maybe you were right in the first place. Maybe he didn't change after all.
Why, how can you say that? He's been a perfect angel. Helps me with the dishes, runs errands. Oh, he's so polite.
Yeah, but you said he couldn't change, and you know women know best.
Well, I was wrong. He's a lovely boy. The kind you trust.
Oh, I trust him, but... Tonight, before we go to bed, let's hide the matches, huh?
Riley, I don't know what to make of you. Oh, come on now, get ready for dinner. We're having it early tonight. Babs is going to a dance.
Mother,
and I want to...
Mother!
Yes, dear?
Just look at my evening dress. Look at this horrible ink stain.
Oh, Riley, I told you to take that dress to the cleaners a week ago.
Gee, I forgot, Dumplin'.
But how did the stain get there in the first place? I didn't do it.
Well, you see, Babsy, it was an accident.
You did it?
Well, I was trying to see if there was ink in my fountain pen, and there was. I'm sorry, honey. I...
The biggest event of the entire year, and I can't go. My only formal ruin.
You'll go, baby. You'll go. I put in the spot, and I'll take out the spot. I'll go down to the cleaners right now. Now, don't cry, honey. Daddy will fix it. I'll be right back.
Going somewhere, Mr. Riley?
Yeah, Roswell. The cleaners. Babs' dress has a stain.
Oh, the poor girl will be so disappointed if she doesn't go to the dance.
Oh, she'll go. The cleaner will fix the stain. I'll see to that.
But maybe he can't on such short notice. He might even make it worse.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. She'd never forgive me.
I know a way to take out the stain in 1 minute.
You do? Well, gee, Roswell, how?
Where's Junior's chemistry set?
In his room. But, hey, wait a minute, Roswell. Why are you helping me out? You said you hated me yesterday.
Oh, please forget that. After all, you meant well, and I apologize, Mr. Riley.
But, gee, that's swell, Roswell. You know, we're going to be great pals now that you realize I'm lovable. Come on, let's take out the stain, huh?
Sulfuric acid, nitric acid, hydrochloric acid. Yes, I think we've got everything we need.
Are you sure this will work, Roswell?
Oh, yes, Mr. Riley. I'm positive this will get just the result I want. One drop of this and the stain will vanish. Just mix these three liquids together in a test tube.
Well, go ahead, Roswell. Mix them. Go ahead, go ahead.
Well, why don't you? Then you can tell Babs you did it. All by yourself.
Yeah, that's right. And then she won't be mad at me.
Better hurry, Mr. Riley.
Yeah, I'm mixing the stuff here. Yeah. Now I got it. Yeah.
Oh, Roswell, did you see... Daddy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to take the stain out of your dress, Ben.
Yes, your father has a good idea.
Oh, but Daddy, you said you'd take it to the cleaners.
This is faster and safer. See, I mixed all this stuff together all by myself.
Oh, now, Daddy, don't experiment with my dress. Take it to the cleaner.
And perhaps Babs is right, Mr. Riley. Maybe you'd better take it to the cleaner.
No, this'll work great. One drop of this stuff and it's gone. I just pour it like this. And you'll see the stain disappear.
Daddy, the dress is disappearing. Look at that hole.
Holy smoke, an open-toed dress.
Now you've ruined it for good, and I'll never be able to wear it.
Don't cry, Babsy. You can wear it. That's the way they're wearing them today, the bare midriff.
Oh, it's ruined. I can't go to the dance. And it's all your fault.
No, it ain't, Babs. It's that Roswell.
Roswell?
Yeah, he said...
Just a moment, Mr. Riley. Did you or did you not mix these chemicals with your own hands?
Yeah, but
did you... I or did I not tell you to take it to the cleaner just now?
Yeah, but...
Did you hear me tell him that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but Roswell...
That is all.
But you said...
That is all.
But...
Don't try to blame it on Roswell. You did it. You ruined my evening. You ruined my whole life.
But, honey,
Don't speak to me. Don't ever speak to me again as long as I live.
Pat!
Well, Mr. Riley, I told you I'd get you, and this is only the beginning.
It's also the end. Now you've turned my own daughter against me. Roswell, you are without a doubt the meanest little snake I ever met. The only pleasure you get is seeing other people suffer. Well, I've stood enough. For being cruel, mean, selfish, and rotten, you're going to get the worst spanking of your miserable life.
Mr. Riley, just remember you worked for my father and you need that job.
As I was saying, Roswell... No hard feelings.
Teal has brought you the first act of The Life of Riley, and we'll return to the battle between Roswell and Riley in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Ken Carpenter. You've heard us tell you over and over again on this program that you're risking a certain familiar type of cavity. Cavities ground into your teeth at the gum line by the daily use of toothpaste or powders containing harsh abrasives. Now, you may have thought, well, that can't mean me. I'm safe from such cavities. But are you? The chances are you are grinding these cavities into your teeth right now, unless you use Teal instead of such toothpaste or powders. Here are the facts. You see, out of every 10 adults, 8 have receding gums. And when gums recede, much softer parts of your teeth are exposed, parts 25 times softer than tooth enamel. And those softer parts are easily damaged by the regular use of a toothpaste or powder containing harsh abrasives. So the chances are 8 in 10, you are risking those ground-in cavities daily, unless the dentifrice you use contains no such abrasives. And what one leading dentifrice contains no abrasives? Only Teal. Teal, the liquid dentifrice, cleans teeth with a patented ingredient, protects teeth from ground-in gum-line cavities. The Teal way takes one extra minute a week to make your teeth look their sparkling best safely. Just follow directions on the package. So try Teal. You'll love its tangy flavor, its foamy cleansing action. Ask for T-E-E-L, Teal, the liquid dentifrice. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. When good-natured Riley offered to look after his boss's son, Roswell, while the boss is out of town, he didn't quite realize what he was letting himself in for. Roswell, furious at having to miss the trip, vowed to get even for Riley's interference. His first move was to ruin a dress of Riley's daughter and cunningly frame Riley as the guilty party. Result? Babs missed the biggest dance of the season, and now she won't talk to her father.
And I don't blame her, Riley. After what you did to her best dress, I don't feel much like talking to you either.
But, Dumplin', I told you Roswell made me do it. I tell you, he's out to get me.
Oh, stop imagining things. And don't tell me Roswell forced you to fool with Junior's chemicals.
He talked me into mixing that stuff. You know me, Dumplin', I ain't got a mind of my own, so I use anybody.
You made a mistake, so be a man and admit it.
Say, Pop, I just came home from basketball practice.
Junior, listen. About Babs' dress. You know I ain't really to blame, don't you?
Well, Pop, I think you are to blame.
Junior.
But, Pop, you brought me up to be honest, didn't you?
Yeah, but you don't have to overdo it. Not in a time like this.
I'm sorry, Pop, but look at the facts. You mixed the acid. You poured it.
I know the facts.
Oh, Riley, let's drop the subject.
Nobody believes me. Nobody trusts me. Nobody likes me. My own family treats me like a relative.
Hey, listen, Pop. Like I was telling you, I just came home from basketball practice and we got a game out of town, San Diego. It'll be an overnight trip, so the fella's got to get permission. The coach is going to phone up. Will you say it's okay, huh, Pop?
Oh, why should I do you favors? You, You won't even believe me. After all I've gone through for you. That stormy night in Brooklyn. 6 feet of snow, 10 below zero. The night you was born. Who was right there?
Mom.
Oh,
come on, Pop. Say you'll tell the coach it's okay.
No, you can't go.
Oh, Pop, I gotta go. Have a heart.
Oh, okay. I'll tell the coach yes. I really shouldn't. But you gotta stay in and study tonight, understand?
It's a deal. Gee, thanks, Pop. You're swell. Oh, boy.
What's all the excitement, Junior?
Hey, guess what, Roswell? I'm going to San Diego with a team. Pop's gonna tell the coach it's okay.
Oh, he is? How nice. Junior, you're lucky to have such a fine father. But I wonder why he doesn't like me.
Like you? Roswell, I love you. Why, it's all I can do to keep my hands off you.
Hello?
Hello. Is Mr. Riley there?
Who's calling?
This is Mr. Whitaker, the basketball coach at the school.
Oh, I see.
Who's on the phone, Roswell?
Well, it's a friend of Junior's, Egghead O'Brien. He wants Junior to go to the movies tonight. I'll go call Junior.
No, never mind. I told Junior he's got to study tonight, and besides, I don't like him hanging around with that Egghead O'Brien.
Shall I say Junior can't go?
Yeah, tell him to... Oh, no, you don't. No, give me that phone. You ain't gonna trap me again. Hello? This is Junior's father. He can't go with you.
But I thought...
You heard me, egghead! I said he can't go. He can't go, and that's final. Junior, you gotta believe me. I did not tell the coach you couldn't go.
Oh, yes, you did. And you called him names, and the team left without me.
I didn't speak to the coach. It was Egghead.
Oh, it couldn't have been. Egghead's in bed with a measles.
I wish I was with him.
Something wrong, Junior, old man?
Roswell, now I remember. Roswell, didn't you answer the phone first and tell me it was Egghead? Answer on your word of honor.
Now, why should I do a thing like that? It doesn't make sense.
Roswell, say you answered the phone.
You went back on your word, Pop. You're mean. I'll never speak to you again.
But...
Well, Mr. Riley, now Junior hates you. Perhaps this will teach you not to interfere with my private life.
You... I can't think of a word to describe you, you...
Fiend? Is that the word?
Yeah, thanks. You fiend! Okay, Roswell, you win this time. But I ain't through yet. And before I'm finished with you, I'll wish I'd never been born. Oh, what a life. My wife won't talk to me. My kids won't talk to me. I come home and there's nothing to do except sit and look at the clock. And I do that all day at work. Maybe that's someone I can talk to. Who is it?
Open up, Riley. It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, it's you, Digger. Come on in. I never thought I'd be glad to see an undertaker.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
I feel terrible, Digger. Nobody will talk to me. It's a terrible feeling to have people around who just won't talk to you.
I know what you mean. But let's not talk shop.
And it's all the fault of my boss's son.
That little monster.
Digger. Don't tell me Roswell did something to you, too.
Indeed he did. You know my vehicle?
Yeah, the Buick Sport Roadster?
No, my business vehicle. The Overland. Well, this Machiavelli Roswell tied some tin cans and old shoes to the rear bumper and then hung a sign on.
So, what did the sign say, Digger?
Just married. I drove all the way across town with that sign.
Oh, that must have been embarrassing.
It certainly was. Everybody knows that the late Mr. Hawkins was a bachelor.
Figured that boy ought to be put away.
Yes, and I know just the place to put him. In reform school. But it's your case I'm concerned with, Riley. After all, it's a serious matter when he goes around telling the neighbors that you beat your wife.
What? He's been doing that? Digger, they don't believe him, do they?
You know neighbors. Of course, I know you'd never strike your dear wife. You're a gentleman.
Oh, sure I am. I'd never hit a woman who's smaller than I am. Digger, you know I love my wife.
I know, Riley. Your wife is a paragon of matronly beauty. A cute and captivating comrade. Dainty, dimpled, and delightful. I adore your wife. She's so gay.
So, now I'm a wife beater. This is the limit. I'm going to give him the licking of his life. I'm going to go... No, I can't. I'll lose my job.
What's a job compared to a man's self-respect? Besides, Riley... You can always come and work for me.
No, that won't be necessary, Digger. I'll get a job. If I have to dig ditches...
I can arrange that, too.
I can't stand anymore. I'm going to give that kid a spank and he'll never forget.
Do that, Riley. And the next time I see you, I trust you're all straightened out, you big stiff.
Is that you, Roswell?
Well, well, if it isn't Mr. Riley, the wife beater.
You're a strange kid, Roswell. The meanest boy I ever met. And if someone don't take you in hand, you'll grow up a bad citizen. It ain't exactly right to lick other people's kids, but I gotta protect my country!
Don't you dare touch me! Pop, you know what that little sneak's been telling the neighbors?
Yeah, I know, son.
Well, if he'll tell lies about you and Mom, then he must have lied about the coach and Bab's dress. Gee, Pop, I had you all wrong.
So you finally caught on, stupid. You're not very bright, Junior, but what can you expect with him for a father?
Is that so? I'm coming at you, Roswell.
No, Junior, don't hit him.
No, my nose. I'll fix you, Junior.
I'm ordering you not to hit him, Junior, but if you're going to disobey, then hit him in the nose again.
Thanks, Pop. Go on making trouble, will you? Well, this is for my father. This is for my mother. This is for my sister. And this one is for me.
Junior, you knocked him out. It's a good thing we ain't got a larger family or you'd have murdered him. Hey, what's this here? Holy smoke, one of his teeth.
Gee, Pop, he's really out. I'll get some smelling salt.
Roswell, snap out of it, Roswell. Come in. Wake up, Roswell, wake up.
Riley, where are you, Riley?
I'm in here with Roswell, boss. I'm talking.
The boss. Hello there, Riley. Roswell. Riley, what happened?
Roswell. Oh, my poor darling. Kyle, what have they done to him?
Well, you see, Mrs. Stevenson, he was in a fight.
Oh, speak to Mother, darling. Oh, look at his eye. It's black. And his nose is red. This man has been beating him.
No. I didn't touch him.
Then what's that tooth doing in your hand?
But this tooth? Well, you see, I just joined the Elks.
Riley. Riley, explain this.
Well, I didn't do it. Honest, boss. He's coming too. Ask him yourself. He'll tell you.
Mother.
Oh, Roswell, darling. Are you all right? Who hit you? Who did it?
Mr. Riley. With brass knuckles.
Oh! Good heaven! Well, don't just stand there, Carl. Do something to this...
Fiend?
Yes, fiend! Do something, Carl.
Yes, of course, my dear. Riley, you're fired.
But I didn't...
Don't lie. Come, Roswell, darling. Let's get away from this horrible place. Carl?
Yes, my dear. I'm coming.
Fired. and I may get arrested yet.
Hey, Pop, here's a smelling salt.
Just in time. Hold it under my nose.
Hey, Riley.
Mr. Stevenson.
Listen, my wife's waiting outside. Give me your hand.
For handcuffs.
No, you big lug. I want to shake it. You did something to that boy that I should have done years ago.
But, boss, I didn't...
But my wife wouldn't let me touch him. Maybe the licking you gave him will make a man out of him.
But, Mr. Stevenson, Pop didn't even touch him. I did it.
Junior, it's fine of you to try to protect your father, but it's not necessary. I'm not only giving him his job back, but a bonus, too.
A bonus? What for?
Well, let's say it's for bravery beyond and above the call of duty.
Well, gee, Mr. Stevenson. You mean even if I licked Roswell, you ain't sore at all?
Sore? Radical pink.
Pastes or powders containing teal cleans teeth without abrasives. Protects teeth from such cavities as no leading toothpaste or powder can. Enjoy refreshing teal tonight. Remember, T-E-E-L, teal, the liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully.
Riley, dear, do you really and truly forgive me and the children for doubting your word?
Oh, sure I do. Forget it, Peg. This whole business with Roswell was an eye-opener to me. He's a poor, unhappy boy, I guess, or he wouldn't act that way. Maybe his folks ought to spend more time palling with him.
You're right, Riley. I think so, too.
Yep. But anyway, it makes me realize what wonderful kids Babs and Junior are.
Yes, they are, sweet. What did we ever do to deserve such children?
We got married.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, invite you to be their guest next week to hear the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix appears by arrangement with Hal Roach. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. Music by Lou Kozlov. Our thanks to Alan Reed for pinch-hitting as Digger Odell. So until next week at the same time, this is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight for Teal. And remember, for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley. And for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully. Good night.
Zoom, 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 doodly dip, doo. Here's the story of a girl who found the answer to her prayer in a soap called Ivory Flame. This maiden found her pretty clothes, gave up to twice the wear when she washed them oh so gently in Ivory Flame. Sweaters and blouses, lingerie, she soon discovered how beautiful they can stay. Now they're lovely to look at, and all it takes is that ever-loving care with Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes, so pure, so mild, so right for delicate fabrics and colors. Why risk the wrong kind of washing and the wrong kind of soap? With Ivory Flakes and gentle care, clothes stay lovely to look at. You get up to twice the wear.
Twice the wear, Ivory Flakes. Twice the wear, Ivory Flakes. Twice the wear.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.